We are going to read some scripture. We're going to turn to the Psalm numbered 40, one of my favorite portions of scripture, a portion of scripture that I've had the privilege of preaching upon in many, many different occasions and in many different ways. But it is a very precious portion of God's word to the children of God, Psalm numbered 40. It is that psalm that's used so many, many times in giving words of testimony to God's grace in the lives of God's people. It's a psalm that's very often referred to in testimony. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen, and God will bless to our hearts this reading of His own precious word. Just a moment of prayer, please, as we turn to the word of God. I believe when we open God's word, we should take time to pray over God's word. So let's keep our Bibles opened. We're going to ask the Lord to bless His word to our hearts tonight. Father in heaven, we thank Thee again for all that has taken place in the meeting thus far. We thank You, Lord, for the old hymns of testimony that has thrilled our hearts this evening as we've been reminded again, even singing the hymns, as to what the Lord means and has done for so many of us tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the tithes, for the offerings brought once more into the storehouse, and we pray that what has been given You'll take and You'll use to Your glory. We thank You, Lord, now for the Word of God that we have read together. This is the Word that forever is settled in heaven. And we pray now, Lord, that as we would even seek to meditate upon it for this short time, Lord, that You would give us each one that heart prepared of God to receive the engrafted Word of God. Bless Your Word to my heart, and bless Your Word to every waiting heart, and bless Your Word to the salvation even tonight of some dear, needy, precious soul. We ask this again as we only can in our Savior's worthy and our Savior's wonderful, wonderful name. Amen and amen. I wasn't very long saved until one night I heard a gospel singer sing a song, sing a hymn that I had never heard before. Because as a new convert, I hadn't a great knowledge of gospel music or gospel hymns, but it thrilled my heart and it certainly thrilled my soul as I listened to that wonderful, wonderful hymn of testimony. It was a hymn simply called The Song of the Soul Set Free. The Song of the Soul Set Free. And as a young Christian, as I listened to it, I suddenly realized that what this man was singing about was exactly what had happened to me just a matter of a few weeks before that. When, as a sinner, a man with a great drink problem, and as far as society was concerned, there was nothing that could be done. As far as the medical profession was concerned, the only advice they could give my wife was to take my children and leave me. They said there's absolutely nothing that we could do. They weren't telling lies. There was nothing that they could do. But on that Saturday morning, the 20th of September, 1975, at 25 past 10 on a Saturday morning, in the home of the Reverend Frank McClelland in Tandragee, a man whom I'd never met before, never heard of before, but there that Saturday morning, I didn't meet a doctor. But I met the great physician, and I met the one who could do something. And tonight, I can say from that moment, that Saturday morning, I have had that special song, the song of the soul set free. As I would commence my preaching tonight, from the very outset, I want to ask you this question. Do you have that privilege tonight? Are you singing the song of the soul set free? Very simply, I'm asking you tonight, are you saved? It's a very simple question that requires a very simple answer. It can only be yes, or it can only be no. We read here of a man called David. And David was a man who had a wonderful, wonderful life. A man who had many wonderful experiences throughout his life. But David, as he writes this lovely Psalm 40, David makes reference to a song. And David talks about this song, and he says, "He has put a new song in my mouth." What was this song that he's speaking about? What is the song that he's drawing our attention to this evening? It's the song of the soul set free. And you see, David proved this song over and over and over again. You see, David was a man who enjoyed the blessing of the Lord. David had had a new experience with the Lord. After a period of time where there was patient and prayerful waiting, God moved and God done something wonderful in this man's life. God put a new song within his heart. Give him that new burst of joy, that new burst of excitement that only the Lord can give. Let me ask you a wee question tonight. Do you remember the day you got saved? Do you remember the morning or the night or the middle of the night or the middle of the day, whenever it was? Can you remember that time when you called upon the name of the Lord? Do you not remember the thrill? Do you not remember the joy? Do you not remember the excitement that came with it? Oh, friends, if we could just grasp that again tonight in our hearts. Just get back to that thrill and that joy that the Lord gave us on that first day that we came to know Him as our Savior. You see, David here speaks in this psalm. David goes from a pit to a highway. David goes from miry clay to a solid rock. David goes from a cry, a wail, to a song of praise. The song of the soul set free. And that's what I want to very simply consider tonight. This man's song, the song of the soul set free. The first thing I want to say about this song is this. The song of the soul set free is a song of liberation. It's a song of liberation. You see, he says here, "He brought me up." In other words, he's saying here, he's testifying here, he's saying, "The Lord set me free." There's no ifs, there's no buts, there's no maybes about it. There's an assurance in this man's speech. He says, "The Lord has brought me up, the Lord has liberated me, the Lord has set me free." Think of the situation that this man was finding himself in. Very often we think of a pit. And think of the confinement there is in the pit. Think of the darkness there is in those places. And you know, friends, that's the sad part of society today. That's how many people are living their lives today. They're living life at a much lower level than God intended them to, or God even wants them to. They're living in a horrible pit of sin. And you know, we can't condemn them because we've all been there. The Scripture says there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You remember the horrible pit? Samson fell into it. And oh, what a dark place it was. You remember David fell into it. What a horrible place it was. Now, there's young people in the meeting tonight, and I'm glad to see you. But there's an old gospel hymn that I used to sing. I think it was one of the last pieces I was able to sing. Some people would say I was never able to sing, but it was one of the ones that I did sing. And it meant so much to me. It says, sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. And sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. But listen, it says, sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Friends, there's a horrible pit tonight of loneliness. There are people sitting tonight in little square boxes, lonely people, because of sin. There's the horrible pit of distress and despair. People are living in that life because of sin. There's the horrible pit of physical illness. You take a wee walk around the hospital, and many people are lying there, and their health is completely and utterly destroyed by sinful living. I say this tonight with a heavy heart. I have a brother-in-law, my wife's brother. He's a chronic alcoholic. And he's lying tonight in Craigavon Area Hospital. And he has only days, maybe a week or 2 weeks, to live. Alcohol has affected his brain, his liver, his pancreas, destroyed every organ. And he hasn't even got the clarity of thought that we can speak to him about the Savior. Why? All because of sin. You know, friends, there are people out there tonight in Dromore, and they're walking around in that same old pit, day after day after day, and they're covering the same old ground. They're going on, and they're going on, and they're going on, and they're going nowhere. Do you remember the man of Gadara? That poor man that lived among the tombs. He was cutting himself. He was crying and wailing day in and day out. They couldn't even chain him. You know, friends, that describes the man or the woman or the young person who knows not the Savior. That person is living in a pit and they're trapped and they're unable to get out of it. And by themselves, they will never get out of it. And David tells us that. David says, listen, I want you to take note. God brought me out. It was God who set me free. Dear friends, tonight in Dromore Free Presbyterian Church, we don't have to remain in the pit. You don't have to live in the darkness. You don't have to live with that monotonous life. The Lord Jesus Christ tonight, thank God, He can lift you out of it. He can put your feet on a new highway. He can stabilize your life. He can stabilize your walk. He can stabilize your actions. Thank God tonight, friend, He can give you something worth living for. He can set you free. Do you realize tonight that the Christian is the person who has real freedom? We should be the happiest people on God's earth. The smile should never be off your face. It's a hard place to have it all the time, I know that. But you know, friends, deep down inside, we should be the happiest people on God's earth. You see, the children of God, we have a future. We know where we are going. We're going to heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ promised that He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Friends, we're going to heaven. And if that doesn't make you smile, well, I may give up. I don't know what will. I tell you something tonight. I'm glad I'm saved. When I walked into Craigavon Hospital every day this week and I looked around me, I come out every day and I said to my wife, Phyllis, I thank God for what the Lord has done for me. I'm so glad that I'm saved. And friends, there but for the grace of God could be any of us lying tonight. So get a smile in your face. and thank the Lord tonight that you're saved. Like the man of Gadara, we're clothed and we're in our right minds and we're sitting at the feet of the Savior. What a place to be. You know, friends, there's no religious ladder that can get us out of the pit. People will try it. And there's no good works ladder that can set a man or a woman free. Not at all. And people will try it. There's no good intentions ladder that can free people from the pit. And people will try it. The Lord Jesus Christ had to come down into that horrible pit to the cross, and He had to die. He had to be made flesh. He had to be made sin to die for sin. Thank God He willingly came to where we were. And there He died to pay the penalty that we owed, but we could never, never, never pay. No wonder the psalmist praised the Lord. He was freed. He was set free from His horrible pit. Friends, what a wonderful change the Lord can make in your life. From a pit to a highway. You know, every day we should take time to thank the Lord for setting us free. And I mean that. No wonder the psalmist praised the Lord in this psalm. He was freed. He was delivered. And friends, if you're here this evening, I don't care what pit you're in. I don't care what pit you're in. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ tonight can liberate you. He can set you free. And the Word of God says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's how we all were set free, wasn't it? We came to Jesus as we were. We were weary, we were worn, and we were sad. And thank God we found in Him a resting place, and He has made us glad. The song of the soul set free is a song of liberation. The song of the soul set free is a song of redirection. Look what it says here. It says, He established my goings. He established my goings. In other words, He pointed me in the right direction. Psalmist says, I was going the wrong way altogether. You know what it's like when the grandchildren are about the house and you tell them to go to do something. And what do? They go the opposite way, don't they? And you have to get them and you have to say, that's not the way, that's the way. You point them in the right direction. Friends, I can't make it any simpler. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ does with a sinner. Like the man of Gadara who was charging headlong as fast as he could down into the sea to hell. But the Lord stopped him in his track and He turned him right round. And instead of traveling to hell, thank God, he journeyed on the way to heaven. Redirection. I know you heard the story of the little girl who was lost. Couldn't find her way home. And after being questioned by the policeman, she suddenly remembered about the cross, the big cross that was nearby to where she lived. She says, I don't know the name of my street, but if you take me to the cross, I'll get home from there. And friends, tonight in Dromore Free Presbyterian Church, the way of the cross leads home. And if we can take you to the cross, thank God, you'll get home from there. For the way of the cross leads home. Do you know the way of the cross is the narrow way to everlasting life? And there are people who today are looking answers. People out there are demanding answers for everything. And they're looking answers that the world cannot give them. And people today are looking for answers that the politicians cannot give them. And I say that respectfully. And there are people today who are looking for answers that the court systems cannot give them. And like Joe Peden, there are people out there who are looking for answers that the medical profession cannot give them. My dear friends, tonight, the way of the cross is the only way home. And if you are trying someone else, you're going the wrong way. And if you're trusting in someone else, you're going the wrong way. I love gospel singing. But I believe we're living in a day when gospel singing and gospel hymns are being abused. It's a business. Every Tom, Dick and Harry can make a gospel recording and it's out there being sold. Men who never set foot in a church and have no time, they'll stand up in a pub on a Saturday night and before they come to an end, they'll sing you a little gospel number. But you know, friends, there are some hymns, and I believe I've told you this before. There are some hymns that people cannot sing, that only God's people can sing. And this is one of them. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, and washed in His blood. Only God's people are entitled to sing that hymn. And what an assurance we have tonight, those of us who are saved. We are assured of where we are going. We're heaven bound. And we're sure of why we are going. We're saved. We've been set free. We've been redirected. And tonight we're journeying to heaven and we're journeying to home. Can I ask you, friends, what direction are you traveling this evening? Or who are you following this evening? Or what are you depending upon this evening? Thank God, the God who lifted me out of the pit, the one who cleaned me up, the one who set me in the right direction, the one who took me to Calvary, the one who gave me something worth living for, He can do the same for you. You see, friends, the road to heaven begins at the foot of the cross. And the way of the cross leads home. The song of the soul set free is a song of liberation. The song of the soul set free is a song of redirection. But I want you to see finally that the song of the soul set free, dear friends, is a song of celebration. It's a song of celebration. He says here, even praise unto our God. The moment he was saved, what did he want to do? He wanted to praise the Lord. He says he has put a new song in my mouth. You know, friends, when God lifts us out of that pit, it's a natural thing to do that we want to praise Him. And we want to thank Him. Did you ever think about a man in the pit? The poor lost soul who's trapped in the pit. As he walks around day after day in the miry clay. As he sinks deeper and deeper in his sin. And perhaps every now and again he'll give a cry out, he'll give a whimper, hoping that someone will hear. And friends, let's be honest tonight. We do hear those cries every day out there from a world of sinners that's lost. We hear the cry every day from today's entertainment amongst young people. There's the music, television, all of these things. We hear the cry for deliverance from heartaches. People with trials, distresses of life. Oh, what are they doing? They're longing. And they're looking. And they're searching for satisfaction. And the sad thing tonight, dear friend, is this. They're looking and they're searching in all of the wrong places. Do you know the Christian doesn't have a cry? I'm not saying you don't cry. Thank God the Christian has a song. It's the song of the soul set free. What a thrill it is, friends, to be a Christian. God has given you a song. I can remember one of the first gospel tapes that I made. It was entitled Saved and Glad. There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, saved, and I'm glad. The thrill of being a Christian, friends. God is deserving of our praise. Have you ever stopped for a moment and just whispered, "My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. And for Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." I'm going to ask you a quick question, Christian. Have you told the Lord you loved Him today? I'm not asking you, men, have you told your wives, or the wives, have you told your husband that today? Have we told the Lord today how much we love Him? Friends, there's no song in sin. There's no song in the pits. There's only cries. You remember the prodigal son. The poor prodigal, when he drifted away from the father and into the far country, he had no song to sing. Oh, we enjoyed the pleasures of sin, but they were only for a season. But when he came back home again to the Father, thank God he found his song. The Bible says, they began to be merry. Celebration. You see, friends, it's only the Father who can give you the song. It's only the Father. Friends, what a song is the song of the soul set free. Have you got it tonight? Let's be honest. Have you got it tonight? The song of the soul set free is a song of liberation. And the song of the soul set free is a song of redirection. And the song of the soul set free is a song of celebration. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, the chorus says, then let Jesus come into your heart. You know, friends, we have something to sing about. Because we have a Savior who died on a cross to save us and to redeem us. And one day take us home to be with Him in heaven. Isn't He worth all of that praise? Thank God tonight, friends, if you're not saved, if you come to Christ, He will lift you out of the pit. And He will put you on God's highway that will lead you to heaven. He will lift you out of the miry clay and He'll put you on the solid rock. If you come tonight, He will exchange that cry of anguish for a song of praise. Oh, my friend, please, in the meeting tonight, if you're not saved, or if you're a backslider tonight and you've lost your song, do not go home tonight without it, without the song of the soul set free. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. The song of the soul set free. Friends, only Christ can give it to you. But you've got to do something. You'll have to come to Him tonight just as you are. And I'll tell you something. He'll not send you home sad. He'll not send you home scratching your head, thinking to yourself, "What have I done?" You'll go home tonight saying to yourself, "Why have I wasted so long?" People will say to me when I'm giving my testimony, and I plan maybe some night to do that down in Dromore when I'm back again, the Lord spurs us, and if Dromore has me back again, people will say, "Have you any regrets about getting saved?" And I have to be honest, I have. I wasted 31 years of my life before I got saved. But the past 34 has been the most precious and wonderful years of my life, so you know my age now. I retired last April. But thank God the Lord has still given me my song. Have you got it tonight? Friends, I recommend it. The song of the soul set free. May God bless you and bless His word tonight to each one of our hearts.